alleged monopoly conduct, such as implementing an exclusive dealing agreement. Meanwhile, the country's central bank and three financial watchdogs will conduct regulatory talks with the company's financial arm, Ant Group. The talks are expected to urge and guide Ant Group to implement requirements regarding financial supervision, fair competition, protection of consumer rights and interests, and regulate the operation and development of its financial businesses. The Chinese premier highlighted cooperation during separate talks with his counterparts from Spain and the Netherlands over the phone. In his talks with Pedro Sanchez, Li Keqiang called on China and Spain to promote trade and investment liberalization and facilitation. The two sides also discussed ways to strengthen cooperation in areas such as communication and the digital economy. In the conversation with Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, Li said China will maintain continuity, stability, and sustainability of macro policies and not make any sharp turns. Sanchez and Rutte both expressed support for an early conclusion of negotiations for an investment agreement between China and the European Union. Reports say the Swiss Federal Tribunal has overturned the Court of Arbitration for Sports ruling on Chinese swimmer Sun Yung, who had been banned for 8 years for doping violations. The CAS found the three-time Olympic champion guilty in February of refusing to cooperate with sample collectors during a visit to his home in Hangzhou in September of 2018. Sun then turned to Switzerland's highest court, his last court of appeal. The Iraqi government is calling on the United States to reconsider its decision to grant pardons to former government contractors convicted in a massacre in Baghdad. President Donald Trump earlier pardoned four former contractors at Blackwater. The private security company was hired to protect U.S. personnel in Iraq, but it's been accused by Iraqi authorities of using excessive force. The pardoned were convicted of attacking civilians at Baghdad's Nusayr Square in 2007 using sniper fire, machine guns, and grenades. 14 people were killed and dozens of others wounded during that incident. Experts warn that global COVID-19 deaths will double if the vaccines are not distributed fairly and equally worldwide. International Vaccine Institute Director Dr. Jerome Kim says the vaccine program rollout should be led by science and not politics.
You know, we do really need to provide this vaccine to countries all over the world, not only China, not only the United States, not only Europe. It's a part of being a good global citizen. The idea that the United Nations has said that, you know, no one is safe until everyone is safe.
There's also growing concern over the impact of the new coronavirus variant, which could be up to 70% more infectious than other strains. Japan has set the catch limit of large whales for next year at 383, the same as the number for this year. Japan formally withdrew from the International Whaling Commission and restarted commercial whaling within its territorial waters and exclusive economic zone in July of last year. The IWC adopted a moratorium on commercial whaling in 1982, and Japan halted it 8 years later. Before the resumption of commercial whaling for the first time in 31 years, Japan had been catching whales for what it said were research purposes. The prevalence of depression in China reached 2.1% last year, and that of anxiety disorders reached nearly 5%. An official with the National Health Commission says the number of people with psychological problems and mental disorders in China is increasing, and the mental health problems of the public have become increasingly prominent. The country set up a National Prevention and Control Center on Mental Health earlier this year to address problems involved with psychological and mental health problems.